I did a survey this week, sparked by a guy named Scuzz. After breezing through 390 court opinions, I found what Scuzz already knows. Criminal defendants sometimes bear mighty unfortunate nicknames. Consider the veracity of one who proclaims his innocence while wearing a "Hi, I'm" name tag emblazoned with trigger, or gunslinger, or danger, or worse yet, guilty. What's in a name? A lot if you're a prosecutor. Imagine the delight inside the state's attorney's office when the wrongdoer's moniker is one that's not so sweet. Let's use as but one example Monster. Yep, Monster. Born Calvin, but called Monster by all his, clients in his alleged profession of, as the court put it, hitman. Monster didn't want the prosecutor calling him by the name he reserved for intimates, but the prosecutor did anyway. Monster this, Monster that. The jury convicted, and Monster appealed, arguing that the prosecutor's continued and repeated reference to his nickname was tantamount to testimony about his character. The court disagreed. Here, it wrote, jurors needed to know Monster's identity because someone kept referring to Monster on the wiretaps at the heart of the case. If a prosecutor should use the nickname for no other reason than to suggest a bad character or unsavory proclivities, then it would be cause to overturn a conviction, but not for Monster. Monster joins a prison full of peers who've lost the nickname argument. Consider the plights of Marijuana, Trigger Man, Snake, Bullet, Wicked, Crazy John, and Crowbar, all defendants who couldn't stop prosecutors from uttering their crime-related nicknames, all defendants who couldn't convince juries that they'd been mismonikered. Now, sure, a guy named Fast Eddie won his case. The court found that during Just Plain Eddie's trial, there was no good reason for the prosecutor to use his nickname. But heck, with the slick-sounding Fast Eddie, that outcome should come as no surprise. So it doesn't look good for the man nicknamed Scuzz, who hopes that a jury in Tony Westchester, Pennsylvania, won't learn his nickname. Scuzz worries that jurors seated for his murder trial will think that he's unpleasant and dirty, all because he's called Scuzz. Tell it to Crowbar, Scuzz. As one court wrote, the defendant should not now be heard to complain about the unflattering nickname he allows others to use, one that sets him apart in the community. Put another way, loser rarely wins. I'm Amy Guida.